Now we'll come into our practice and take whatever postures are agreeable, needful. And as we sit here, or lie down, or stand, just checking in with ourselves. Just kind of getting a barometer reading on how we're doing. We might notice our general mood. Is there sadness? Is there anxiety or stress? Is there worry? Is there comfort? Joy? Ease? And as we just take this barometer reading on our mood, we check with the body, not trying to fix or change, but just really opening to how it is with that simple awareness that's so healing. And if you encounter any spots of tension, then just bring your awareness into them and see if the awareness itself can help soften and loosen things. Remembering to especially check those places like the face, neck, shoulders, through the torso, and sometimes even the extremities can be holding unnecessary tension. Taking this time to just really settle into the body, to let it find some ease. And remembering wise and compassionate intentions for any practice. Wisdom tells us that the present moment is indeed the safe place to be, even though things are always changing, maybe even because they're always changing, when we rest in that changing flow, there can be ease. And compassion tells us to care for ourselves in this changing flow of life. To be kind. And so that means remembering to open to anything that should be showing that we find unpleasant. And without getting lost in it, to just acknowledge it, let it move through. Perhaps the breath can carry it through and out again. And if you haven't yet found your breathing, to just notice that the breathing is happening. Feel into it. Notice where you feel the breathing easily. And let your attention rest there. It could be at the nostrils, in the face, the throat, the chest, the belly. It could be through the back. It could be a sense of whole body breathing. Often as we sit, those areas of tension in the body, perhaps connected to emotions, they show again. Connected to thoughts, they show again. And when we notice, bringing that awareness and softening, relaxing, see if you can just let the awareness itself help you to let go. And then find your breath again. We can notice how that in-breath tends to brighten the mind, and how the out-breath creates ease, relaxation. So we have this brightening, uplifting on the in-breath, and an easing, relaxing on the out-breath. But nothing to force. as you acknowledge different experiences that show, perhaps the out-breath can help you let them be, let them go. Especially if you feel that tension through the body with them. Just let the out-breath, like a tide moving out, wash it away. Without aversion, without pushing away. Let it be natural. Nothing to resist and nothing to get swept away by. Letting wisdom and compassion guide us. At any point, you could pause with the breathing and do a little sweep through the body. See if there's any places of holding that with simple awareness can be released. Settling back into practice again and again and again. And if there's been anything that's been particularly challenging in these last few minutes of practice, giving yourself a bit of kindness, some soothing touch, some soothing words, mindfully acknowledge whatever it is that's been troubling, remembering that we all struggle in our lives. And offer up the kindness. And then resting again in just this body, this breath.